Having been raised a Happy Meal kid, I have gone years, multiple times in my life, without eating fast food or even ordering out at a restaurant. But in no way, shape, or form do I love to cook. I do find it a joy having food that's been prepared from whole ingredients in a kitchen. I enjoy sharing flavors with others. I enjoy how inexpensive it is to make most things you buy prepared. How much better they taste, how much more satisfying. While also being cost-effective, preparing my own food responsible for a large part of my healing, a routine of joy amplified in its frugality. The previous year, with at least a stove and fridge, I had saved up about $1,200 in food benefits, meaning I was using less than my allotted $200 each month, while eating delicious food. That has been wiped out in 5 months while being in an above-average economy during an inflationary period with little more than a tiny cooler. A cost of high-quality foods in small quantities without having had a proper kitchen for over 9 months. What nourishes those substances for growth, health, and good condition at the forefront of my attention. Where nourishments come from, and the options we have to choose them well, ever more apparent, beyond just what we eat. Food preparation and preservation, ancient practices, cooking, drying, smoking, salting. Shelf stability is an intricacy of the manufacturer's process, rising out of military research and war. Food buffered against spoilage, prepared for easy transport and individual consumption, was sought, which then a market created in peacetime, where a small kitchen meal turns into bulk longevity and backstock as a prepared or store-bought product. The largest producers of these, often with ultra-processed items, less nourishing food and more an experiment of modifications and hydrolyzations to create palatability out of unpalatable inputs. Profit-maximizing and often consumer-addicting system, which likely changed the entire landscape of the human evolutionary trajectory in both directions. A flattening and heightening sensitivity. This monetizing convenience with less discretion towards consequence or result to others, mixed with the weaponization of medicine in monetizing life, mixed with environmental adapters, causing intended and non-intended shifts in the divergency of human neuron patterning, their forming, focuses, and plasticities. Divergent patterning genetic, as are neurotypical ones, what we sense, feel, think, and how that results in behavior, a patterning process reliant on what nourishes it. I have a sense the low-quality fats, sugars, and additives in processed food have interacted with external inflammatory agents, heightening sensitivity in our species. Mildew, fungus, and bacteria, things which microscopically inhibit our air spaces, surface spaces, and inner spaces. Very possibly to the extent of being an invisible culprit in the public relationship to chronic disease and mental unrest. They are allergenic, pathogenic, or toxigenic, and with less nutrient-rich food ever supplied by a system leeching profit out of industries, their ubiquity adds them to everyone's environmental load. Food meant to delay its spoilage distances its consumer from freshness, and these all types of genic substances thrive where freshness lacks. Some microbiotic organisms are beneficial, as in many fermented foods, others irritants or infectious. Serratia marcescens, as example, a widespread bacteria and known cause of digestion, respiration, and elimination ailments. Like MRSA, it's resistant to many antibiotics. It eats fatty residues, such as plastics or soap scum, and additives found in food. As with Aspergillus and Cladosporium, common molds and mildews. Minimally, these are known as possible inflammatory. And they're everywhere. The body's ability to respirate, to digest, and to eliminate directly influence the immune system and the entire interconnected web that is inside the complex system that is the human body. Meaning anyone who's in contact or comes in contact with these substances, microscopically airborne, dealing with its inflammatory potential. Now, add processed foods regularly in their system, or a consistent supply of refined sugar in nearly every mainstream flavor. Add shoddily researched medical interventions. Add automobile pollution, dryer exhaust, unregulated fragrance, or encountering any other topical inflammatory affecting the endocrines, the mood, food, growth, and repair system. And you can quickly see how chronic dis-ease of the species would appear, has appeared. Heart disease, diabetes, tumor growth, obesity, eczema, asthma, PCOS, depression, anxiety, and on, all risen in the time since processed products became a staple in North American diets. I have personal experience with my neurodivergence presentations being exacerbated in a moldy environment. I healed those exacerbated symptoms while still in the moldy environment, unbeknownst, by eliminating food anyone else prepared, down to condiments and dressings, so I could be sure what I was consuming. Bodies are purposed to heal under normal and even elevated contamination conditions. The medical practices throughout history have always been about initiating and sustaining immune system response and robustness. Treatment of infection by an overwhelming contaminant, a process ever monitored and eventually monetized by those likely to travel places where they would encounter new contaminants. Monarchs, governments, and military. Institutions essential to the research, production, and eventually distribution of such medical technology as surgery, medication, and vaccine. Vaccination schedules began for military personnel, found mass use in the 40s, and today are fast-tracked through the FDA approval system, who has a budget largely funded by the pharmaceutical industry who produces them. Approval requires showing an immune system response in trial, and many vaccines, of which there are over 70 required for children during their formative years, loaded with immune system triggers in order to get immune system response in trial. Surefire toxic agents, irrelevant to the drug's purpose, which are toxic through multiple cellular spaces, including found later in the brain. An industrialization, from food to medicine to information. Constantly digging at the resources of the planet, which benefits from the ignorance of masses, are seeing an exponential rise in individuals whose offspring ever more unlikely to conform to the patterns for which the industrialization process was profitable. Genetic inheritability, exacerbated by low nutrition quality on many fronts, chosen by ineffective herd discernment. As mentioned, brains with the genetic predisposition to rewiring themselves do. Producing ever more ways of self-soothing, the intense self-focus of the autistic spectrum and the stagnant, stodgy pace of overall neurotypical evolutionary progress, likely in result to toxic inflammation caused by recommended courses of treatment that sell vaccines opposed to prevent disease, and inflammation caused by additives or sponsored information. Resulting in the brain literally diverging its wiring from following the crowds to being more self-oriented at the cost or an interest in the crowd. All these factors landing on our doorsteps simultaneously over the past 100 years by the motives and intentions of others, the intentions of monarchs, governments, and military complexes, including intelligence agencies, with undisclosed budgets all over the world, directing narratives that the populace is fed with storylines often to protect storytellers and their carelessness with populace health. Narratives coordinated throughout history to pull senses usefulness away from the masses. Narratives the brains and nervous systems of neurodivergence are adversely sensitive to or disinterested in. The outcome of testing the genetic resilience is through targeted attack, unforeseen to deliberate. From papyrus to the printing press, and ever expensive since the 60s with the spread of television screens, our access to information has been increasing. In essence, those who had all the knowledge and wealth, giving populations knowledge for more wealth. What everyone was doing began to be affected less by what everyone was doing, and more by what everybody was being shown. Cultural substratum subverted by the profit substrates. The hopes and plans and expectations of children raised in homes with televisions changing value structures with more widespread consequences as our skill handling radio waves advanced across time. A process through which media, food, and healthcare became ever more merchandise. Merchandise who would be competing for consumer attention. Choice, the trophy of their fight. Relations with the public establishing itself as a head caller for communities, counties, countries, and continents. Incentive to keep the knowledge available, increasing just enough to entertain majorities, but shy of reducing any gains gotten for it. Even our daily calendar, a product of an empire. Every day of Saturn and Sun at our week's end, Christ Mass, a celebration set atop a pagan festival to persuade converts to Roman Catholicism, closes our years. Today that calendar a no less important tool as a distraction atop more pressing schedules. For quarterly reports, for elections and sporting seasons, bank holidays. All spigots for resources being moved between those who already have access to the largest silos. Ever draining from the source of all that wealth. Those of us in the middle, and many who have nothing at all. Busy spending and consuming in coordination with the Roman calendar. Funding the industry du jour. You're the gains makers, directly influenced by narrative distractions. Think oil industry, gas prices, and regions of geopolitical instability. Think real estate and extreme weather, pharmaceutical industries, and globe-wide threats. Think tragedy to make interest rates, rent increases, and price hikes seem less troubling. Some, like the military-industrial complex, are always funded, while everyone else participates in a process I've always known as pile-moving, an illicit money-handling term where someone's goal is essentially to move what is in another's pile to theirs. Kleptoparasitism is the biological term. Wins and losses of games and gains hashed out on a Bilderberg to Bohemian Grove to Epstein Isle style gradient. Manipulations of public money at all levels of subversive, of which the biggest players tied up in. Trends of the economic loop economists call circular flow, while majorities focus on the next new thing in the news cycle. A shooting, an overturned ruling, a cancel, a scandal, or a new global enemy. Most believe, and economists like to think, that the patterns of spending throughout our histories have been determined by populist conscious choice. More likely, these patterns have been the unconscious and mostly selfish choices of more resourced individuals thinking they are making conscious choices for the populace. Each country and their continents performing and subjecting their masses to certain trials in order to pattern each's reaction in GDP. Border games of chemicals in your water, pesticides on the produce, war down the street, political unrest, food deserts, mandatory medical interventions, to see how certain genes in certain environments behave, what they will believe, allow, tolerate, and fight for, what level of dissonance will they submit to. This process happening for centuries. The infrastructure quality in South America or legumes and grains versus genetics built for fat storage in the cold climates of Canada, or cosmetic additives in food and unregulated fragrances in the US, the changes in some of those practices being passed in older European nations who have already been through their tests, short lease practices across Asia, all to keep the wealth flowing in their wealth holders' chosen directions, and the people compliant. I've often felt that when listening to most economists talk about economics, that they were doing a type of dark magic, pulling money supply and gains and losses from another dimension. And they are. The future, at the least. market games of get abundance, where they call things like putting money in savings a leakage, shows that to economists, individual money and what is done with it is theirs. The reserve banking system similarly behaves, lowering the value of your currency at their whim. Electronic currencies have an electricity issue, costing large amounts to mine their coins on a planet with energy concerns. Economics and managing resources has left nourishing and nourishment out of its system, forgetting or omitting the large factor that has on the populace, which is the greatest source of resourcefulness and abundance. Conceptually, potential is abundant. Actual potential, as a resource, at any given rebar cross-section of space, is a finite equation relying heavily on the quality of nourishments that have been received prior. It is theorized that we can move ever closer to optimized resource potentials, raising our civilization class to a level one. Currently, we face profit increases yearly, and that game suffices where the objective is to covertly or blatantly get from somewhere else, while convincing the gotten from that the total pie grows. Profit and loss, a survival game, as plain as biological trade-offs. Moving towards thriving has to behave otherwise. Incrementally, we must move to new understandings of abundance. Luckily, no species better equipped to find the place of and our place within natural rhythms of have abundance, because they exist too. When there are fewer hours of daytime sun, you have abundantly colder temperatures. We call that winter. Eat too much once, you have an abundance of digestive pain. Do that regularly, an abundance of visceral body weight. When you have abundant industry growth year upon year, quarter after quarter, for somebody, you have abundant homelessness, abundant inflation, abundant class separation, abundant mental health disorders, chronic stress, and chronic disease for the rest of us. How do we have an abundance of quality and an abundance of savings and an abundance of safety and space or joy and energy, free time and rest? Where do we truly begin to navigate abundant choice that the information age has brought us? Where do we get abundant understanding? Abundance is indiscriminate, yet we think the thrive type scarce and tolerate negative abundance as par for the course, reiterating that life is tough, constantly facing the fearful restricting on our potential, at times even quantifying our positives by our negatives, that an abundance of good would be unable to elicit appreciation without an abundance of bad, as though they are qualitatively similar, when nothing could be more opposite the psychological truth. Relationship research shows that it takes 7 to 10 times as many positive interactions to overcome a negative interaction, meaning that positive experience is essentially 7 to 10 times less potent than one negative experience. To understand that the balance between positive and negative in our lives, between good and bad in the world, between thrive abundance and survive abundance, is in no way 1-to-1. In order for the brain to release survival patterning, the interactions between the positive and negative need to be 7 to 10 times more good than bad to be at psychologically neutral. Neutral. True positive relationships with anything exist past that, 15 to 20 more good than bad, 30 times more good than bad. At those ratios, our choices align more towards thrive states as opposed to survival states. At those ratios and beyond, we are truly nourished and approaching optimizing abundant potential. Towards ever more innovation for healing the abundance of traumas the human lineages carry. Is that the solution to the time-traveling, money-laundering, industrial narrative war machine directing collective psychological spaces? Militantly through markets and interests and toxins and sources and methods for generations under a guise of choice for many populations? Who knows? I do believe we begin somewhere. I do believe that as enough see and recognize the patterns of the way our governments behave towards us, the way our banking systems behave with us, the way our authorities behave with each other, the way we behave to one another, the cycles and mechanisms, injections and leakages. These machinations become visible. With enough eyes on these issues, enough responsibility by each taken, and an acceptance that a solution needed, whether collectively or cooperatively collective, the range of our choices change, and in that a solution or solutions can be found, making the ill decisions of our lineages all right to some degree, that we share the blame across the planet in order to ensure less damaging mistakes in the future. From that place, the creating of something more nourishing and sustainable for all populations of species. Altering our understanding of abundance for ourselves and one another. Ever optimizing our potential to eventually harness the energy of our place among galaxies of stars. Thank you truly for listening. Have a wonderful holiday. Till next time.